people, take a seat. We'll move some of this stuff back. Use those stools in a moment. Just by way of framing up our time of sharing this morning, before I went away 2 weeks ago, I spoke out of 1 Samuel about being unproductive in the presence of God, and about how Samuel was found laying where the Ark of the Covenant was, and God had called out to him, and Samuel thought it was Eli, and it turned out that it wasn't Eli after 3 times. It was in fact God's voice, and Samuel grew in his wisdom and his stature and his faith as a result of God speaking to him. And the context for Samuel to learn God's voice was being unproductive. And we weren't entirely unproductive in Fiji. We were there for a building project, and it was a real blessing. In fact, we worked very hard, 7 o'clock in the morning till pretty well sundown every day, unless we were in the village, or we did go fishing once or twice and got some fresh coral trout for dinner. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord, for coral trout. But as part of this building project, we had some local guys working with us, one guy named Mitty and another guy named Dan. And Dan, he is from Suva, and the way Kandavu works is they haven't got enough people to farm to earn their money, so they reach out to relatives in other parts of Fiji, often in the bigger centres like Suva. And Dan had come down from Suva, and he's spending time there farming with another friend of ours, Georgie. And Dan came and built with us for the week. And there was a moment where Dan and I, it was absolutely bucketing down with rain. We had 4 glorious days of weather and then 4 days of 30 knot winds, like yesterday's wind, but howling rain, sideways rain, and we had to get this project finished, no excuses. And so there was a time where Dan and I were doing weather boards on the side of this building that we were putting together, and it was absolutely bucketing down, and we were there. I had one end of the measuring tape, and I was getting Dan to hold the other end of the measuring tape, and we were measuring the weatherboards, and they were invariably similar lengths, but the house is out of square. We call it Kandavu Square. It's a few mil here and there, doesn't matter. And so he'd hold the other end of the tape, and I'd bring it along, and we'd measure out, and then we had a team of guys cutting timbers, and we'd yell out the length of the measure. And I can tell you, it was 2280 millimeters. And so that was my job. I was just measuring and yelling, and they'd bring it over, and we'd hammer the weatherboard onto the side. And I said to Dan at one point, and his English was pretty ordinary, he couldn't understand much, I handed him the tape, and I said, I'll go to this end, and you go to this end. And so he could call out the measurements so that we could swap jobs, and he was a little bit reluctant. And I said, no, you take the tape, and you do it. And he, no. And I said, why not? And he didn't understand. I realized that he didn't understand how to read a measuring tape. He didn't feel confident in being able to call out the numbers. And so I said, do you know how to use the tape? And he signaled no. And so during the rain, while these guys were cutting, I said, do you want me to show you how to use the tape? And he's like, please. And so in a bucketing down rain, we stood for 5 minutes, and we had all of the numbers and the big ones, 10 centimeters, 20, 30, 40. I'm not about to give you the lesson, right? But we stood there in the rain together, being totally unproductive in this moment, but yet so profoundly productive. When I said, see this number, this is, when it's 110, this is what it means, and all the rest of it. And so we got all the way, showed him all of the numbers and how it all works. I said, all right, your turn. And so he took the tape, and I held that end, and he brought this end, and he measured it all the way out. And we'd been calling it out for, probably half an hour, the same measurement. 2280, 2280, 2280, and then every now and again might be 2278 or 2275, little variation in length. Anyway, we take it out, and he's standing there, and he's holding it, and for about 10 seconds, you can see he's pretty nervous, but it's there, and he's trying to read it, and he's looking at all of the numbers. And he just, I'm not even going to try and do his accent, but he calls out 2280 as though that, it was like the first time we called that out. We'd been calling it out for half an hour. But when he called out to the guys on the saws, 2280, we just erupted in laughter. We just had this moment where he couldn't read a measuring tape, but now he could read a measuring tape. And this guy just had this revelation. And you might be thinking, Dave, why are you telling us a story about a measuring tape? Surely there was people who were healed in the village when you prayed for the sick or any of this. You know, I think that when we come to mission, unless we have a capacity to love the person in front of us, it all counts for nothing. You know, we can talk about what we're doing with Kingsway Care and what's happening in Cambodia and how we're serving, you know, the community of Mount Moriah in Zambia, and we can, you know, put the feather in our cap and go, yeah, we're doing the good thing for God's kingdom. We're loving it. We're blessing people and we're about His mission. But, you know, I was reminded by God this week that mission counts for nothing unless there is love. And God reminded me just in that moment about the simplicity of what love can look like. It can look like showing a young man who didn't know how to read a tape measure, a tape measure. And I was reminded when I saw the confidence in this guy's eyes and the elation in his heart when he called out this number and everyone just like, yeah, Dan. You know, everyone was pumped. And I almost let that moment slide past with insignificance. Going, I just told a guy to use a tape measure. That was all we did. But I think about the impact that a moment of love can have in somebody's life and how transformational that can be. And I think that needs to be, in fact, not just think, I know that needs to be our posture when it comes to talking about mission. We're about to start a series called Sent, looking through the story of the book of Acts, how the church was sent together on mission by Jesus. We're looking at this today, but unless it is grounded by a capacity for you and I to love the person in front of us, we ought not even begin to talk about mission, because that's where it begins. Is us genuinely loving the person in front of us, to listen, to understand, to connect with, to take time out of the productivity in what we think we need to be doing and love well in that moment. And so my hope and prayer is as we hear testimony and we hear story, that we ourselves find ourselves in some of these stories, because we are part of this story of what God is doing through Kingsway Care and Platform 9 and Cambodia and all of this. But be reminded, friend, that all of this needs to be born from a heart of loving those God places in front of us. And from there it all happens. So let's go. I'm going to throw to a video, guys, at the back. We've got a 6-minute update video, some great testimony in here from Pastor Panette over in Phnom Penh. And I'm going to throw it to Bretto, and he's going to just give us a little bit more. Pull the lights down, guys, and throw the video, and that'd be marvelous.
Hello, my name is Panette, and I am the campus leader of Kingsway Community Church in Phnom Penh. And yeah, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for all the support that Kingsway in Australia have been sending over to the campers here in Cambodia, and just want to share how all this financial support and all your prayer have been impacted to the work that we are doing for the Kingdom of God here in the countries of Cambodia. We have been working alongside a lot of young adult mainly, that we have been focusing a lot on how to help them grow in hope and maturity in their faith, and also reaching out to the community where we are in. And I just want to share the two testimonies of the two centers who have been providing the rescue home for the girl who used to work in brothels, and also the butterfly home where the young girl that have been rescued from the prostitute and also who have been abused. And so this community here, I just want to share this kind of emotional impact that the Lord have been using us to see this girl now, who is coming and joining in our youth service, joining in our Sunday service. And not just that, right now we have like 4 girls who have been come and then registered to be our helper or the supporting team to the ministry. They come early, they help setting up the chairs, help prepare the food for the like the snack and food for the services, and also they have cleaning up afterward. So they have been doing this so well. They enjoying their times, and the joy is just feel their life. And to be imagined how this have been impacted from the place where they lost all their hope, but now they found the community where they belong to, and then they coming back into life again. Their life kind of thrive. They see the hope and their futures again, and they building these communities and counting us as their home right now. So they've been spending times coming on our regular basis of meeting, ministry meeting, helping support. And this is just one of the testimonies that we get to witness the work that the Lord have been using us. And thank you so much. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for how much love and care you have putting and trusting the work that we're doing here. And so far we don't get to meet that often, but just because of the trust, because of the love that the Lord have placed in the church over there, that really help us to move forward to do the work of the Lord here in Cambodia, to see the kingdom of God thrive and more people are being saved through this job as well that the Lord using us to. And we also get to provide like places for kids from the province who have been coming and trying to look for the opportunity to grow their education, and the Lord have providing them through your financial support that they get place to kind of stay even for short time. There's kids that coming and go after they be able to support themselves, they would move to a better place. We providing them a better place here too, but it's just like they might want it to be like more convenient for them after they getting job, which is okay for us, but at least they found like their first stop when they coming from the province, don't know where to go, and they found us, and then they continue coming to the service after they moving out too. And that's another areas. And we see kids who have been growing and then loving the Lord, going out on mission every weekend with us to help the local church in the province. And this is all just amazing. And there's some like struggling that we are facing, as you might have heard about, like how the increasing of the renting that is happening. And I believe though, even this is some kind of strugglings that we are facing, but I believe that the Lord is knowing better, and He only the one who have the final say toward the situation. And I trust that He have a better plan just for this community church and for the groups of people who have calling this place home right now as well. So continue praying for us, and I'm looking forward to see like how the Lord is using us, how the Lord gonna use this this home to be the place where we can grow the younger generations of people to be like a faithful Christians, a faithful Christ follower who will be bringing the gospel of the Lord not just to their home, but it's also to the whole communities and to the countries, and even like going abroad to bring the gospel to the end of the earth, as what the Lord has commanded us in the book of Matthew 28:18-20. So this is all I believe about this community. I just really like love being here, serving here, and seeing all the growth that I get to witness, like how people start coming to church and how God is kind of keep using them from time to time, and see like the movement that the Lord is using us to be part of the ministry that He placing on the world in the heart of the people to spread His gospel. And yeah, again, thank you so much. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for your financial support, for your prayer, for your trust, and for your love and care. From Cambodia, Panet. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks, Panet. Good morning. Such a vibrant little community over there in Cambodia, having a pretty powerful impact on the lives of many young people. As you heard Panet talk about, ministering and partnering with a couple of local not-for-profits who are working directly with women in the sex industry who have either had been rescued or have been saved, from their situations, and then getting them involved in church and just seeing their lives changed and bringing hope and power to them and to that community. So it's a great little community. I first met Shrey Pike, who is Panet's wife, in 2009. She was 12 years old. And I was in a village church in Phnom Penh running some kids programs. Well, I wasn't running them because I'm not really good at kids ministry. But I was there watching other people run them. And I met the family in this village, it's about an hour out of Phnom Penh, and formed a friendship with Shrey Pike's uncle, Pekade, who is now the pastor of Kingdom City Church in Phnom Penh. And we just continued to build on that relationship. In 2010, I first met Panet and played a game of soccer against him and beat him. That was the first time I met Panet. And then in 2010, when I was there, was when God spoke to me personally about Kingsway planning a church in Phnom Penh specifically for young adults. And we didn't really know what to do with that at the time. We had, I think Leon and Luba went on a mission, like, you know, we snuck them in and they were, you know, sussing out the promised land. And we had some of our church people living in Cambodia. That was what first took me to Cambodia in 2009. Donna and Jean-Paul, who are at our Sea Change campus now, they have a retreat center down south in a place called Camp Pot. And we thought maybe it was going to be with them. We, you know, continued to pray. 2012 was the first time I met Panet. Panet's family, or Shrey Pike's family, and I preached in the village church. Got invited back to their place for lunch. And then as we were having lunch, Shrey Pike shared with us all that God had placed this vision on her heart to start a church in Phnom Penh for young adults. And she had no idea that we'd been praying about that. And so it was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Again, she's still quite young. She then went on to go to university to study. She was going to study to become a doctor, but God just kept hammering her about this vision of starting a church. And in 2016, we started Kingsway Cambodia with Shrey Pike and Panet, who were then just married, as the pastors of that community. I still remember Shrey Pike's dad taking me out for lunch one day. We went to this cafe at the village zoo in one of the province areas. And when I say cafe, it was like a thatched thing that was about a foot off the ground with a little thatched roof, and it was $3 a head for lunch, and they kept bringing out food, and we were at the zoo, so I was a little concerned about what we were eating, and I just got drilled by Shrey Pike's dad, because obviously for her to make a decision not to become a doctor was a massive thing for their family, because this was going to provide income and sustainability and a future. And he himself, Pastor Bros, is a pastor as well at the village church, so he understood the passion and all of that, but he wanted to drill me to make sure that Kingsway was legit, that I was legit, and he couldn't speak English, and so it was all through translators and getting drilled, questioned by the dad, the uncle, the other uncle, like all the boys, like none of the girls were allowed. And so I remember sitting there feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all of that, but then 2 days later, Panet contacted me and said, "You have permission. Kingsway has permission to take our daughter and start Kingsway Cambodia." So it's been nearly 9 years since Kingsway Cambodia started, and it really is a beautiful, godly church, and some of you have been there and experienced the community and the worship heart, and it really is, when you're there, feels like an extension of who we are here. It doesn't feel like you've walked into this strange place. It really is a beautiful community of people that love God, love others, serve their community, are passionate about what they do for God. And so, yeah, encourage you to keep praying for them. They do heavily as a developing country. If you know anything about Cambodia and their past, it's pretty horrific what they've walked through, you know, in our lifetime, in my lifetime at least. And so God is definitely repairing and restoring and healing the nation through the church. And Kingsway Cambodia is a big part of that. So continue to pray for Panet and Shrey Pyke. We had hoped to bring them to Australia to hang out with us last year, but the Australian government didn't approve their visas. They were concerned they weren't going to go home, which is a common issue from Cambodia. But we continue to pray that we can get them back out here, or at least maybe take a bunch of us over there and support and encourage them. So, yeah, that's all. Steph. It's great to have Steph here from Kingsway Care and also part of our Sea Change campus. So, yeah, welcome.
Can I use this thing? Yeah, morning everyone. So, as you've just heard, I'm Stephanie Allen and I'm the housing manager of our Platform 9 homelessness accommodation. I'm here today to kind of share a little bit about what Kingsway Care does. And so, although primarily the work we do is around in the homelessness space, we also have Sea Change Op Shop up at Denali that is just new, this new modern flash looking place that I'm pretty excited to say that it doesn't actually look as much like an op shop as it did before, but please get up there and support. If you're looking for new clothes and all that kind of stuff, please get up there and buy some stuff up there, and just know that the funds that are raised in there just goes back to the local community and ensures that we're able to support some of the most vulnerable people in the area. Not only do they sell clothes, etc., they also have a food bank. So if you have any non-perishable food or any of the toiletries or anything like that, please feel free to go and drop it up there. We do only accept stuff that is in date, so just be mindful of that. We have had people empty their cupboards and just drop it all off, and we've needed to sort through it. But of course, we want to be able to give the best to the people that we're privileged enough to support and serve. And so, of course, we also have Southern Cross Kids as an organisation that we partner with, and that partnership has been well before my time and probably as part of how Kingsway Care started, but that's a program that runs to support vulnerable young people, and every year they go away on camp and they're supported by most of this church, so you'll probably find that most of the leadership's not here when Southern Cross Camp is happening because they're all off there supporting these young people. And bringing them closer to God and just showing them that they are loved. And it's, you know, like Dave was talking about, the person that's in front of you. And so they are just loving on these young people each and every day as they're enjoying this camp. And do they still run the monthly programs? Oh, okay, that's kind of changed. But anyway, they do have these mentors and they're just loved on amazingly. And so, but primarily I'm here to talk to you today about Platform 9 it seems, I've been wandering around and I keep seeing this sign, His Word and Your Voice. And this morning, admittedly, I sat here and with the help of AI wrote my stuff. And but God has been talking to me this morning about, although that's all part and parcel of where we are today, this is His ministry. And so I feel like He's going to lead me in a whole nother direction. And so firstly, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I started coming to Kingsway Church very broken. I had 20 years of addiction and I was extremely vulnerable in my life. And I met Brooke and I have experienced much of what many of my clients have experienced along the way. And as Dave was talking about, I was reminded of the leadership in this church just loving on me. Wholeheartedly, and I believe that God had called me into this ministry well and truly before I was positioned into Platform 9, and part of that was the encounter that I had with Brooke in a little laneway in Janelli, where I was running a different ministry then. Well, I wouldn't have even called it a ministry. Then I was helping young kids transform their lives through hip-hop, dance and leadership development. And along the way, I then met Dave, and I then met Brooke, Brett and Jen, And they helped support this ministry or this program that I was running at the time and helped us take a number of kids off to the Parachute Music Festival. Now, why am I talking about this stuff? I'm talking about this stuff because this is how God has worked in our lives to actually create the space that I'm in now, Kingsway Community Care Platform 9. Now, Kingsway Community Care Platform 9 started off as a vision that Brooke had to really help people be housed, be clothed, be fed. And it started from a man that was sleeping rough in Como Park, and he would come up to Sea Change Op Shop and he would want to, he would have a cup of tea and he would have a chat and he would rest in a recliner. And from there, Brooke was committed to supporting this man and finding him some long-term accommodation. Sadly, this man continued, his journey was to remain sleeping rough in the park, and he ended up passing away. But Brooke's commitment to seeing the people that he was supporting and the vision to come to fruition just didn't stop, and he was fortunate enough to be offered a motel. And as he was offered this motel, Platform 9 started to evolve. And this happened in 2014, and we were offered a motel, and basically from there we've now become the largest provider of crisis accommodation in southeast Sydney. And we talk about this stuff from a place of this is God's ministry, and he has anointed it at every step of the way. And as I start to think about the relationship that I had with Brooke way back then and where I stand now and everything that's happened in between, you can see where God's hand has walked all the way through this journey. And so I don't know what's happened to the stuff AI wrote, but it's totally gone out the window and it looks like God's taken over. And that's just amazing in itself, isn't it? And it just goes to show that here we are so blessed and encouraged to be working in his ministry. So where did Platform 9 come from? The name came from just through prayer. And basically platform is the platform that we stand on. And 9 has come from Matthew 9:36. Which says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherd. This scripture reflects our mission of vulnerable people experiencing community that creates transformation. Now, in the last year, we have supported 247 individuals providing shelter, community, and a fresh start. Among them, 166 identified as female, 78 as male, and 3 as transgender. We also provided support to 55 children ranging from 0 to 15 years of age. Notably, 173 of these individuals disclosed experiencing domestic and family violence, underscoring the critical need for our service. Our success is built on strong partnerships with key organisations dedicated to supporting this mission. The Kingsway Community Church family, of course, where we are founded on. The Salvation Army provides vital transitional properties, while Georges River Council provides us with an after-hours domestic violence property. Club Central generously supports our women's accommodation, and Hurstville Church of Christ provides accommodation for men. Together, we are able to ensure that everyone has a safe place to stay. We are proud to announce that Platform 9 is now an accredited specialist homelessness service, a testament to our commitment to best practice and specialist support. But our work goes beyond housing. We offer weekly therapeutic programs in-house, providing education and support to our guests. These programs are made possible through our partnerships with Be Leadership, Elise and her Pilates, Salvation Army Money Care, Oz Harvest, and Club Central Job Readiness Initiatives. We cover vital areas such as living skills, well-being, healthy relationships, some arts and crafts, and navigating government services. Additionally, we provide meals, fresh fruit and vegetables weekly, clothing, and financial support to our guests as they move into long-term housing. As well as this, we also hold our monthly soul food event. It's called Soul Food, and it's food for the stomach, hope for the soul, and truth that sets you free. For anyone who wants community, a nourishing meal, and an introduction into God's love. For many, this is church. This year, we're excited to announce that we opened JackPad, which allows us to support up to 6 young women, 18 to 25 years of age, helping them transition into independent living with the necessary support and resources. At Platform 9, we are more than just a shelter. We are a community committed to transforming lives. And let me share a couple of the testimonies or the stories of the impact that we've had. We recently had a woman come to our service who had endured domestic violence. To manage her trauma, she turned to alcohol, which led her to losing custody of her children. Determined to get her children back, she committed to becoming abstinent from alcohol and absolutely achieved this goal. However, as a single mum on a very low income, she faced a housing challenge. DCJ Housing could only financially support her as an individual, not as a mother trying to reunite with her children. Meanwhile, DCJ Child Protection would not restore her children to her care unless she had a property large enough to accommodate them. This is where Platform 9, in partnership with Salvation Army, was able to fill the gap. We provided her with a 4-bedroom property, enabling her to begin the process of restoration. We are proud to say she now has her children back in her care. Another really inspiring story involves an older lady we supported who has acquired brain injury and due to domestic violence. Misdiagnosed for many years with a mental health condition, PTSD, she found herself in and out of homelessness services for 5 years. After some time at Platform 9, our team noticed there seemed to be more going on. We made referrals to the appropriate services and she was eventually correctly diagnosed. Now with the right supports, she has recently moved into her forever home where she lives safely and independently with the support services she needs to maintain her dignity and independence. We have a number of our guests that have left our service that have decided to pursue education, and we are seeing that we have some of our guests studying chaplaincy and pastoral care. We have some of our guests that are continuing to study community services, all wanting to give back to the community. This is stuff that kind of just evolves off the back of providing love and giving them a shelter and giving them hope and wrapping them in community and wrapping them in love. And so, you know, we're so very blessed that God has positioned us into this ministry, and I feel so very privileged that I have been called to this position. I still pinch myself often as I stand here even today sharing like this, because as I said, there was a time in my life where I was so broken, lost and confused, but I was shown love and I was wrapped in love and I was encouraged, and these guys stood before me in the moments of my deep brokenness and just loved on me. And then today, here I am, you know. And so that is just a true testament to loving somebody, the person that's right in front of you. So we cannot do this alone. It costs short of $1 million, just short of $1 million. I think it's $960,000 for us to run our service each year. We are primarily self-funded. So we are getting 30% government funding, and God is gracing us with the other 70%. And we are doing this because we have people like you. We have some amazing partnerships that absolutely believe in this ministry, and because I wholeheartedly believe that we work in the miracles daily and we see these miracles happen often. Now, I'm probably going to over-disclose here, but last year we were looking at going into insolvency. We were coming into the financial year and I was called into a board meeting and they were saying to us, if we don't find a way here, we're going to have to look at a way to dissolve. Within 2 weeks, I'm getting hit. God just showed up and God just showed up. And within a couple of weeks, the board was having a completely different conversation. and they were having a really deep conversation about actually where we were heading into this year. And although it frustrates me that we're here with a God that takes us to the 11th hour, it's also one of my deepest blessings that in those moments I've had to dig deeper, and we've had to dig deeper, and we as a community, the church, have dig deeper, and you got your guys' prayers and your guys' heartfelt encouragement for us that are fighting in the background just makes this all an absolute blessing. And so we found ourselves going into this year not closing the doors, and in fact growing, and that's just through the grace of God and Him asking us to trust in Him. And so as I speak into this stuff now, which quite often makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable, because when I'm reaching out and I'm asking people to put their hand in their pocket or to give a little bit more, I find that a little bit uncomfortable. But that is what God does to us every day, right? He says to us, just come before me and give a little bit more. So yeah, here we go, you know. This cannot be done alone. This ministry is yours. This ministry is yours. This ministry is yours. This ministry is yours. This ministry is mine. This ministry is theirs. It is not just our ministry. It is led by God, and each and every one of you have a part to play. And so as I ask this stuff, there are some ways that you can come and you can partner with us. And of course, that's in the way of financial support. Your donations can make a significant difference into the lives of those we support. Now, I know we're all going through some financial hard times right now. That's just how our society is. But I'd like to remind you, the people that we're working with each and every day are living below the poverty line. In the Sutherland Shire, Georges River alone, there are zero properties available for a single mother in their affordability. This is what we are dealing with on a daily basis. We are trying to house people that do not have the financial support to do that. And as I've mentioned, we reach for $1 million a year to ensure that this ministry continues. So of course there's the financial support that can happen. Prayer. Do not stop praying for us. We know the value of the intercession that happens, and we see the miracles happen on a daily basis. And I'll tell you some stories about us as staff as we are going through some of the because we are dealing with complex people. And at times we have to exit people because their behavior is not congruent with the environment that they're in, and we need to keep everybody safe. But even in those moments where we step into these environments where we're about to exit somebody that perhaps is intoxicated or their mental health is impacted, we just see God's grace. We've never felt fear. We've always been able to transition our clients out well. It's just amazing. And that can only happen because we've got people like you guys praying for us regularly. The protection over us comes because you decide and commit to Platform 9, Kingsway Care, and pray for us. So when those God drops happen, please take that moment to pray protection over Platform 9, the clients, the ministry, and the staff. Community engagement. Just share what we're doing. Tell the people around you. Let them know that this is happening, that this is what's going on in our community, that there is a service that is now one of the biggest providers of homelessness, crisis accommodation in the Sutherland Shire, Georges River, led by your church, by your God, by your ministry. Talk about us. And as I've said, donations. We definitely love and would love some donations. And there was a family in here that donated to us last year a whole heap of cereal and canned food and noodles and all this kind of stuff. We were able to feed a number of our clients off this massive donation for months. And when somebody arrives, you imagine they arrive with nothing. And so we're able to give them this little package of love, and that is what they often say. They are like, is that for me? And we were like, yes, that is for you. And they arrive to breakfast, and they arrive to some meals, and they arrive to a snack. And so those donations for us as well at Platform 9, as well as Sea Change, is highly, highly appreciated. Men are particularly under-supported in this space, so men's toiletries and things, think men. Women and children are always supported very, very well, and we have abundance of that stuff on offer. But when you are out shopping, just look for the stuff that the men might need, because again, we are the only provider of crisis accommodation for men southeast of Sydney. So that stems from the inner city to Wollongong. And so please support our men. Of course, our fundraising initiatives. And so as you may know, we have Run to Restore kicking off on the 26th of May. So that's next weekend. It's going to be down Cronulla. Ali and Shaz will be able to give you some more information, but you can register for Run to Restore on the website. You can get a team together. You can run. You can unrun. You can whatever run. You could do what I'm doing and go on a cruise and just create a fundraiser page and then ask everybody else to support the fundraisers page. But or you can simply share our fundraising initiative. So if you see it on social media, I know Brooke and myself at the moment are trying to promote on our fundraiser. Share that stuff if you're not in a position. Give up your coffee. And I know we say this often, and people sometimes, well, not people, I feel embarrassed to just donate $3. But I think to myself, $3 is $3. And for us, that can make a real difference. So if that's where you're at financially, contribute your $3 to the fundraising causes. Of course, we'll have gala dinner happening coming October. And of course, our Beyond Giving that happens within the church. So these are three of the our major fundraising initiatives. And so just ask you to be really prayerful as we go into these initiatives and think about where it is that God is calling you in to support what He's doing in and among Kingsway Community Church. And so I'll end on this. We just, you know, we give all praise to our Heavenly Father for the wisdom and guidance, the grace and love He bestows upon this ministry, His ministry, the staff, the volunteers, the guests, and the service itself. We see miracles daily and know without Him, we would not be able to achieve as much as we do. So with your continued support and your continued dedication and the dedication of our partners, we will keep imparting hope, inspiring change, and ensuring that we are able to continue the ministry that God has blessed us all with. And so just understand, this is not Kingsway's, this is ours. And it is really important that we all find a way to come together. And so I thank you so very much for, you know, listening to me today, and for being here, and just for championing on Kingsway Community Care and all that they do in the community.
Thanks, Steph. I could have listened to that for another... Oh, nearly fell off the stage here. Listened to that for another half an hour or more of all of the stuff that God is doing. It's quite incredible that God would use a community like us and Sea Change to bolster such an incredible work in the community. And our fundraising target for our local and global mission is $50,000 every year. Sometimes we have trouble hitting that, and that is spread across about $22,500 goes to Kingsway Care, about the same goes to Phnom Penh, and then we've got a partnership with Hands at Work in Africa, and we try and get about $20,000 over to them every year, who are supporting 75 children who very similarly need food, shelter, and clothing. Back on the 29th of February, the president of Zambia declared that they were in official drought, and that drought has caused last year's crops to fail, meaning that there is no food between now and next April or May, when the 2024 harvest will happen. And so there's a community of children over there who are facing the reality of only being able to eat at most one meal a day, as a statistic, easy to wash over, but when we ground that in reality, that is an enormous injustice that there are people in our world who are facing that kind of hardship, that we have the capacity to be able to materially give to and see that alleviation of that poverty to at least a small degree where food may be provided for them. And so I'm not going to continue on that because we are running over time. All of that to say that God has placed within our hands certain resources to be able to see his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And $50,000 as both Sea Change and Caring Bar combined is not a huge amount when we think about the scale of impact that God is achieving through the ministry, and in light of the fact that Kingsway Care is running on a $1 million budget every year, and as a church, our goal is to raise $50,000 to contribute to these expressions of ministry that God has called us to. And so I'm not going to take up an offering now by any means, but can I ask you to be prayerful and considerate in how God is leading you to support our partnerships with Kingsway Care, which involves Platform 9, the Op Shop, Southern Cross Kids, our Hands at Work with the 75 kids in the Mount Moriah village in Zambia, and what did I forget? Cambodia, of course. The amazing ministry of young adults through Phnom Penh, the church in Cambodia. I believe that this year we'll be able to hit the $50,000 and more. And so can I encourage you to be prayerful about what God is asking you to give and how you can give that, and we'll continue to talk more about how that can practically happen as ongoing throughout the year, whether it's a regular gift that you want to set up or whether it's a once-off donation that you want to make to our mission projects. But we're going to start really trying to drive that home to hit our $50,000 target to meet our commitments. We haven't got time to continue on any other storytelling, but we'll create maybe space in our services over the coming weeks just to hear one or two testimonies of God at work, because that is a faith builder for us. So, yeah, Keith, do you want to come and share? This is Michelle Schmidt-Wheely's dad and mum, Marjorie. Met these guys at the rugby yesterday. We went to watch Ethan and Oscar play rugby, and they've just turned up. Bernie's brought them to church this morning. You want to encourage us?
I just want to thank you. Before even I knew there was going to be a chance to share, I thought, and I've got to share something. To thank you for your love and your support to our family. And it's been a tough time for us, and particularly Michelle and the children. But we felt your love throughout the Paul's journey. And we also want to thank you for your love and your prayers. And it's just wonderful to know. It's comforting for us, the other side of the ocean, to know there's people here who love and care and support. And now that the three of the grandchildren are back here playing rugby and doing other bits and pieces, again, they're being supported by people from this church and loved through the rugby community. And it's just wonderful how God does that. Yeah, and to hear that beautiful thing that goes, Steph's involved with this, blows me away. You know, God's widespread, worldwide ministry, and we're part of that, God's family, and we're part of that love and care and ministry that goes on throughout his kingdom. So thank you so much to each and every one of you, and even those of you who don't know our family well, you know, it's been a joy for us to know that you are here and you've been part of that journey with us, and we're so blessed to know you and to send our love back to you.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, Keith and Marjorie. Bless you guys for being here this morning as well. And it has been as difficult as it has been to be able to journey with your family through the loss of Paul. To be able to stand with your family across the world in prayer and support has been a gift to us, because there's a testimony of faith in your family has shaped this church over many years of what God has done through Paul and Michelle and the kids, and will continue to do so. And that's a legacy you guys have left. So bless you in that as well. Thanks for being here with us this morning. So let's just pray and finish our service this morning, and we'll have morning tea and coffee. Jesus, this morning we ask that we would have an encounter with you. And Father, I can't speak for every person here, but I can speak for myself that I've encountered you here this morning. Father, in the story of your goodness, the story of your provision, the story of hearing Paul in Ephesians articulate the gospel of grace, and how we've lifted your name up in worship. As Father, we're caught up in just the beauty of being called together as a family to worship your name. Jesus, this is truly a place of holy ground, a place of encounter, a place of the presence of God imparting hope and bringing renewal and restoration. And Jesus, we pray that as we go here loving you and loving others, will be the beat of our heart. Father, you'll show us how to love well the person in front of us. If that means showing someone how to read a measuring tape this week, or giving a gift of $3, or turning up to a fun run next week, or praying a simple prayer of provision for Platform 9, however that may look, Jesus, I pray that we would be a church that responds in obedience to your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.